There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two with a busy throat and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. There's a reason for that. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There's a lot of reasons I like my next guest, but one of them is that, you know, I've taken up photography as a hobby, and he's taken two pictures, one each year, of the moms demand attention, and they go viral every time he takes a snapshot of them. My guest joining me from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm just thinking that you need to maybe just bag the whole blogging thing and start taking pictures, because every time you take one, it goes viral.
Yeah, but I'm not always where there's going to be a good picture.
Well, that's right. I understand that. What Bob specializes in is he knows they're going to say there was thousands of people that the moms demand attention, so he takes a picture off of with a nice wide-angle lens or whatever. However you get it, you show exactly, you can count how many people there, and it's dismal, isn't it?
It's usually quite amusing. I mean, they've had two successive protests, and they have drawn, you know, despite the claims that they say that they are growing, they draw the exact number of people to each one. And that happens to be the number of people they can fit on a couple of tour buses sponsored by Mike Bloomberg.
Now, I had not made that correlation. Okay. Now I'm good to go. I am good to go. All right. I'm good. I'm good to go. So, you, what are your thoughts right now on this whole Garland, Texas stuff? I know you must have something coming out on that. You wrote the headline, but
yeah, I'm currently working two different angles on this. One, okay. I'm putting together a piece on how the actual attack was defended, and yeah, there are things that we know that we will publish. There are things that we don't know that we can't publish, and there are things that we know and things that if we did have access to, we wouldn't publish them anyway, because
right,
you don't want the bad guys to be able to plan better. But we are going to reveal a little bit about how a single police officer with his duty sidearm was able to take out two guys with so-called assault rifles. And we're also looking to cover what I call EDC heavy. You know, there have been people who have been carrying small pocket pistols for years as concealed mm-hmm. carry has become more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And this attack and the mob attacks that you've seen in various cities and race riots in recent years have made me conclude that the only responsible thing for an intelligent American citizen to do is find a way, get the equipment, get the training, and start carrying full-size duty pistols with multiple spare magazines. Everyday carry heavy.
I remember you wrote an article about that because you jumped from, I don't remember what your old carry gun was, but you jumped to the Walther PPQ for a time, right?
I did. I started out Well, I didn't start out, but I had been carrying, you know, I had been bitten by the pocket nine bug along with everybody else. And I was carrying a Carr CM9, and it's a great little gun. I have no complaints about the pistol at all. But my limitations with a small pocket nine with, you know, a short sight radius and not being able to, you know, I don't have the budget to train every day or every week like I would like to.
Right.
And so if you don't shoot a small gun like that every, you know, with regular reliability, your accuracy goes down the toilet quick, especially when you're in a high stress situation. So I wanted to start carrying a firearm that I can shoot practically with more range and which is more forgiving of my misses, which will happen if you ever need to fire a gun in self-defense, almost certainly. By having more onboard capacity. And so that's why I stepped up to the PPQ, and because I like the longer sight radius, I have the 5-inch version of that pistol.
I've heard that gun has a very nice trigger on it too.
It has an incredibly nice trigger with a tenth of an inch reset. It takes a lot of training to come off of that trigger and stay off of it.
Yeah.
I have had one ND with it, but you know, I followed all the rules of gun safety, so it went in the dirt in front of the target because it was pointed in the right direction.
Right.
But, you know, the trigger's a little touchy, but with the proper training, you know, it's okay. But, you know, people need to go with what works for them, and for most people, yeah, I'd probably recommend a good DAO or a DASA gun.
I'm being asked in the chat room if you know if the Islamic attackers were wearing plate carriers. Do you know that? I've seen that. I've also seen the guards that Geller and Company hired for this thing too. They had some impressive stuff going on there. But were they armored
those
up?
Those guys were Garland SWAT. those guys look pretty good to go.
Yeah, they did.
As far as the attackers themselves. The initial reports are that they were wearing body armor. However, I have seen nothing to suggest that they were wearing anything more than some sort of load-bearing equipment. Probably
right.
Just your typical magazine carriage equipment. Keep in mind, they were put down by an officer using a handgun fire on moving targets. And he may be a phenomenal, phenomenal shot, but unless you are Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon,
probably isn't likely.
Getting multiple hits around body armor, whether it's putting him, you know, in the exposed areas and the sides of body armor, or getting headshots on a moving target is fairly unlikely in a real world scenario. And we, you know, and while we don't have these details 100%, we're fairly confident he put both of these guys down before he did a mag change. So we're thinking he put, just because of the volume of fire and the way the fire was reported, is a long string of shots with a pause, which we take to be a mag change, and then two final shots to put the second guy down. We think he probably executed attack reload. But that he put them down with body shots is our summation. And granted, this is speculative. We do not know this. They are playing this very close to the vest. And so what we're doing is a lot of speculation based on our own firearms training and based upon what we've seen in prior events.
Coming up on the first break, this is why I go to BearingArms.com when I'm doing show prep, just because of what you just heard. This is the due diligence he brings to it. He brings to the examination when he's doing it. BearingArms.com, a division of TownHall.com. He gets to play with all the cool kids as well. When we get back, I want to ask you about Daytonics because you're the only one that's been covering them. I want to ask you about this pistol that they've got coming out. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com, Bob Owens, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I just have started. I haven't gotten all my Scorpion stuff yet. That's well worth the price of admission. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from bearingarms.com is Bob Owens. Bob, you have, in the run-up, where the United States Army's seeking to replace the Beretta, The only one I've seen writing anything about Daytonics and this gun that they've got coming out is you.
Well, there's a reason for that, and that's probably because I'm one of the few people who have actually fired it.
What do you think of it?
Well, I owned serial number 2. So okay. I've been with Daytonics for a while.
Okay.
Something of a fanboy, I will go ahead and admit that. And their head honcho, Bruce Little, I consider to be a friend.
Okay.
So there are some personal biases here. That said, the modular handgun system contract was basically built not because Beretta is horrible, and yet there are people who have claimed that, and it's just simply not true. The M9 is a good gun with crappy ammo, and Beretta's not responsible for 9mm ball ammo. The problem for some people in the Army or in the military in general is that that generation of pistols that came out 30 years ago had a relatively large grip. And people with small hands have a hard time getting their hands around an M9 grip real well. So one of the things they were hoping to accomplish with the modular handgun system contract was to get a grip that the 5th to the 95th percentile of people in the military could get their hands on that gun and manipulate all the controls without having to change their grip on the gun. That's a major contention. They would also like one that is truly modular, so they can switch out top ends and grip length. You know, people think that a backstrap makes the gun modular, like on an M&P or a Glock. No. All that does is, basically, it's a palm swell change. It does not change the grip length. You cannot go from a full size to a compact. Keep in mind, the military would love to have one serial numbered part that they can swap out other pieces on and then have a gun that the military CID, their cops, could carry plain clothes in a more compact version, but have the armory be able to also take that same gun and have it as a full-size duty pistol. They would also like to potentially be able to swap out operating systems from a single-action gun to a striker-fired gun to a DASA gun. Right now, there are only 2 guns in this competition that have officially been entered that seem to have that capability to handle and have a manual safety is another important concern.
Okay.
So the only truly modular guns in the competition right now are the SIG P320.
Right.
We know that they're going to enter a gun, and it's a great design from SIG, and the Daytonics. And they're right now are running as their primary entrant is the STX package, which is it appears at first blush to be a striker fired 1911.
Is it?
Just looking at it. And it will run a standard 1911 top end if they go with a single action gun.
Right.
But it has the ability to be multi caliber. It's caliber agnostic is what it truly is. You can put a 9 in there, a 40, a 45, whatever you want to put in it. And run different grip lengths, run different top ends, whether you want to run an officer's model with a 3.5 or a 5-inch, it can handle that just as well. And the engineering that went into this gun makes it extremely soft shooting as well. It is probably the softest shooting gun, I have ever fired. And there has been some scientific research out there done on this versus some of the other competing designs, and it just blows it away in terms of shootability and the ability of a professional shooter to get back on target faster.
Now, you believe, and I tend to agree with you, but my only question would be production capability. You believe that Daytonics has a very good chance of winning this contract.
As I said, right now there's only 2 solid contenders. I don't think Glock's got a chance. They don't have the ability to come out with different frame lengths. I'll be very interested to see if General Dynamics and Smith and Wesson, who are teaming up, can come out with a truly modular handgun and not just another M&P with a different name. But yeah, I mean, it's where was I going with this?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You don't really have to have been going anywhere. I mean, the gun itself intrigues me because that's really, you know, with STI, they have reimagined the 1911, and they call it the 2011, which is a square trigger guard and a wide body. And this gun, Bo, and I haven't touched one. I envy that you have. But this one looks like, from the ground up, it looks sort of like a reimagination of the entire 1911 design. It doesn't look like it feels like a 1911 to me. It looks like it's evolved.
It does. The basic grip geometry that they started off with is they started off with a high power instead of the 1911 for the grip. And then did, I believe, 50 different iterations of that grip to get it to its final state. And it is a double, it can hold a double stack 45 magazine, and yet it's as narrow as a standard 1911.
Wow. So they had to do away with grip panels and everything else, didn't they? They had to just make it just one solid piece.
They did, and it's an extremely rugged piece. And it's a very solid gun. Oh, I know what we were talking about. We were talking about their production capability.
Well, you know what? We're coming up on the next break. We'll talk about that when we get to the other side. I'd be fairly certain that if they won the contract, that they would be able to secure whatever money they needed to get to fulfill that. It's not supposed to. And when they're getting these contracts together, do they don't have to deliver that day, do they?
No, they don't. And I've got a pretty good idea of how the Army would run with this if they do select this gun.
Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back. At BearingArms.com on a daily basis, you can find all the stuff that Bob Owens does. In addition to doing BearingArms.com, in addition to being my guest from time to time, he likes to go out and shoot all kinds of guns. He likes to build them with people like Jim Fuller. He likes to go and hang out and shoot different kinds of scopes while he's hunting. And he likes to go and do his photography, which, you know, that's got to be a lot of fun, too. Anyway, we'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Tuesday. Almost made that mistake on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Right now, the way it works is if they don't make a holster for the gun, I don't buy the gun. That's why I don't have a Walther PPQ yet. Although I think they may have one now. I don't know. Don't know. Anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from bearingarms.com is Bob Owens. Now, you have an idea how Daytonics would ramp up because, what, there's like five guys that work at Daytonics?
Right. And Daytonics, see, Daytonics is not a gun company per se. Daytonics is a research outfit. They do R&D and technology work. And so what they would do if they were to win the contract is what the Army would do if they thought Daytonics deserved the contract is they would put it out as an intellectual property contract. And basically the Army would buy the design instead of buy production guns, and then they would farm out the actual building of the firearms to either another company or a U.S. government-controlled arsenal facility.
Like they did with the 1911s.
Exactly. And so that's what they would end up doing. So the people who were going, oh, they're a small company, they couldn't possibly compete with Beretta, Smith, SIG as a manufacturer, you're absolutely correct. But that's also completely irrelevant. If the military decides that this is the gun that they want, and whether it's Daytonics or anybody else, they can easily turn around and structure the contract in such a way that they can get that design and have somebody else build it.
That's not a bad idea. But well, now, wait a minute. Now, the lower frame of the gun, that is, am I, is that injection molded polymer, or what is that?
No, that is the other thing that Dithonix has in its favor. This is an all metal gun.
Oh.
That is a aircraft grade aluminum frame.
And so those things have to be cut out.
They are
CNC machined out.
Grip. That's a CNC machine built grip, and they have the technology to build those, or again, if this goes to be the winning gun, something that they can just program into another machine and spit them out like hotcakes. And again, it eats recoil. It is a very soft shooting gun. You can shoot one of these semi-automatic as fast as you can shoot an AK-47.
I've seen somebody shoot that thing really fast. I've seen that.
That was Kevin Siddle. That is one of the guys in the company and Bruce's son.
Okay. What's the capacity on this thing?
Well, it really depends on what caliber they go with.
45.
Well, if they decide on 45, and again, anything's on the table at this point because they haven't even decided on ammo either.
Oh.
Everything is up in the air on this contract, which is what's so interesting. You've got to keep in mind, United States, everybody says you can't use hollow points. The U.S. military never signed into the Hague Conventions, which is the one that said you can't use that. We have typically not used a lot of them, but we do, in fact, have the legal option, and we have used hollow points in combat in both rifle and pistol in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and we can use them against anybody we want to because we did not sign on to that contract. So, they could easily turn around and go with a 9mm with hollow points. They could go with a 40 or a 357 SIG with hollow points. They could go with that funky little Lehigh Defense Extreme Penetrator, which, has, I think, like 30 inches of penetration and a 9mm. And, they could always decide, hey, let's just go old school and go back to a 45 ACP. Currently, the Dithonix is set up to run, I believe, STI mags. So it's whatever you want to put in the STI gun in a 45, which I believe... is a minimum of 10 rounds, but it can go up from there.
Actually, I think it's 12.
Okay, maybe.
I had an STI Eagle, and none of their magazines fit. Plus, they all have a pad of some sort, but the non-extended magazine I think held 12. But okay. So not only is it, would it come down to just the? Is it just going to be just a matter of with Dithonix if they say, okay, you've won that, but we haven't figured out the caliber yet. They can just sit back and twiddle their thumbs and make that gun to run with whatever ammo they want to run it. That's what you're telling me then.
Well, and the thing is, most modern designs are capable of that. You see the 320 is already out there, I believe, in 940, and I think they've already got 45 as well.
Right.
My personal guess is that they'll probably go with a 45. And granted, this is complete speculation, but the 45 has got a long history in the U.S. military. They can run that with FMJ. They've got proven rounds that work fairly well with that if they do want to go with FMJ.
Right.
And then again, you could always just see them turn around and drop down from the 230s down to the 185 grains too and have something that shoots a little flatter. And that, I know I haven't shot the 320, but I know that the STX MTX will shoot that all day long. That's what it's optimized to run.
The, one thing I'm trying to find, and I don't know why, and I would settle for this one if it does it. But I want to find a 1911 bodied gun. okay,
mm-hmm.
that will chamber 45 hollow points, single stack, double stack, I don't care. I just want one that will chamber them. I know that they make them that will chamber them. I want them to chamber them and not drive the bullet, you know, a couple of millimeters deeper into the brass to where I get a nice, fun surprise when I pull that trigger. If I could find one of those, I would carry that gun because I love the form factor.
Well, the Detonics was designed to run on premium defensive ammo. It does not shoot as well with 230 grain FMJ as it does with 185 grain hollow points. It is designed as a fighting handgun. It is not a paper puncher.
I understand. I understand. Okay, now see, I knew that something productive would come of this because I've been wondering about this. I've been wondering about that since you started writing about it, but I don't know why that. When Bob builds an AK, he builds one with Jim Fuller, who the only one that I would rather build one with, and it's not even more than Jim Fuller. It's a win-win situation would be Mark Krebs. So, mm-hmm. And I think Jim Fuller uses Krebs parts.
Yeah, and they have very complementary skill sets.
Yeah,
Jim and Billy Cho build incredible fighting rifles. They are guns designed to run by professionals in combat zones.
Hang on, we're coming up on the last break. I was just pointing out how serious a pistolero you are when it comes to the stuff you butt building and shoot. Giving you that cred. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I got involved with them 3 years ago, and some of the holsters that I got from them at that time, I still run today. I've gotten some newer ones from them. The old ones work exactly like they did the day before. Completely modular, the RTI transition system, one of a kind, completely secure. It can go from your hip to your thigh to the side of your vest to the chest plate on your vest. Wherever you want to go, it doesn't matter. They've got you covered. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from bearingarms.com, Guns and Patriots, Saving Liberty and Lives. That is Bob Owens. We were getting ready to talk about Jim Fuller and Mark Krebs. Now, you built a gun with Jim Fuller. Have you ever had any interaction with Mark Krebs?
I have not. I'm a real fan of the way he does stuff. You know, the guys at Rifle Dynamics build fighting guns.
Right.
Whereas Krebs is more of something of a mad scientist.
Yes.
And yes. The gun that he made that really intrigues me is one of my favorite calibers is the 6.5 Grendel.
Right.
And he has built precision rifles off the AK platform and 6.5 Grendel, and I would love to own one of those.
Need to get with Tim Harmson.
Exactly. Tim had the gun that I saw him shoot, and Tim is a great guy.
Tim and Mark Krebs are like buddy pals.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with buying a gun from Mark Krebs is that Mark Krebs has one room where he builds guns that he calls the reject room. And you know, if I won like a sweepstakes or something, just let me run in. I just give me 2 minutes in the reject room and a shopping cart. Because his reject room is something else. But I mean, Tim, pretty tight with Mark Krebs. I mean, you could reach out. You give Tim a lot of props. So you know, you could sort of leverage that if you wanted to. That'd be my gun. You know, just talking.
Not a bad idea.
Lately, you've been writing a lot about self-defense. Your stuff has been geared more toward self-defense. I guess there's more defensive gun uses, actually. Does it seem like there's more making it in the news?
You know, that's what I'm really having a hard time trying to gauge. I don't know if we're having more successful defensive gun uses or if the media is just doing a better job of covering them. We're certainly getting some much more spectacular self-defense shootings, like the carjacking that was thwarted the other day in Orem, Utah. That's a darn good question. You know, we typically, much of what we do is follow gun laws and what's coming up and what threats are on our liberty, but we're winning a lot of stuff that's being proposed. You know, we lose a few here and there, but on average, we're doing better than not.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing a lot more defensive gun uses.
The other thing I noticed, and if you want to hook up with this, we could probably do this, and this would be fun to do. I know you write about Aaron Cowan from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I get me and you into his class.
His work.
I can get me and you into his class anytime you want to.
Ooh.
Anytime.
That's an attractive offer. I've been very impressed with what I've seen. And matter of fact, we'll be running several of more of his videos this week.
Very cerebral young man. I mean, I've met him. You look at him and you're thinking, gun instructor, why aren't you playing football? Why aren't you a linebacker? But I mean, very, very well read. I don't know what his educational background is, but he could quite easily be a kinesiology professor. He writes about things like impacts in the pelvic girdle, and is that really good and stuff like that. And he's going to be one of the rising stars. I've been trying to pay more attention to the rising stars like him and Eric Utrecht and some of these other guys that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been very impressed with his approach. You know, so many instructors out there just kind of echo what they've been told without really seeking any understanding of what they're doing. And over at Sage, Aaron wants to know why everything works so he can teach people in that manner and show why things work. And I've been very impressed with what he's doing.
Do you think one of the things, getting back to the seeming look that there's more defensive gun uses out there, do you think the efforts of pro-gun media like your website, this show, the podcasts that are out there, the other gun blogs out there, do you think we're penetrating? Do you think we're actually becoming a little more ho-hum mainstream now?
I kind of think we are. We're getting picked up and quoted and even being asked to write for and appear on mainstream media shows more often. People are beginning to, I think people in the industry, in the media industry, are beginning to realize that we don't have the answers here. Maybe we need to go find subject matter experts. So I'm really hoping that we're starting to change the way they report on things. And maybe they're just getting tired of called out in the comments for all their mistakes.
Were you the one that wrote the article about you shouldn't write about guns if you don't know anything about them, stupid? Was that you?
I have written columns like that, but I am by no means alone. There have been many folks out there on our side of the fence who have tried to gently impress upon the folks in the mainstream media that you should probably have a handle on what you're trying to write about.
Yeah, the radio, I'm amazed. I'm stunned at how many conservative people, maybe not so much at Town Hall. Town Hall is actually quite immersed in the gun culture, aren't they, to a certain degree, with some of the players there as well, with you. I'm sure they lean on you to get a little guidance,
We have been known to have company meetings at shooting ranges.
Well, that's got to be a good time, a good day to be working at townhall.com. I'm looking at this and I just wonder, given, you know, the Pew poll, the Gallup poll, you know, somewhere between 126 and 134 million gun owners in the United States, that's more adults than don't own guns when you take out the minors that can't buy guns.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we are the majority of adults that own guns, and I just, you know. Are they sneaking it out? I mean,
and keep in mind, not everybody wants to speak to an anonymous pollster over the phone and tell them if they're strapped or not. So I suspect those numbers are far higher than any of the polls are even suggesting. You know, I would not be surprised if the numbers are up to 10% higher than what the polls claim.
That put it right at 150 million, wouldn't it?
It would.
Wow.
I would not be surprised if two-thirds of households in the United States had firearms. Would not surprise me in the slightest.
Wild. We'll have to get a little more active as the election season heats up, because I know you're going to have some stuff coming at you, and I'm going to have some stuff coming at me. We ought to look at that and play with that as we can. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how they find Bob Owens and what Bob Owens does.
All right. You can find me on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that's the number 2ND Amendment Supporters. It's a very large 1.7 million like community. On the web, you can find me at bearingarms.com, and out on Twitter, you can find me at bearingarms.com and at Bob_Owens.
If you've never seen bearingarms.com, go give that a look. It's guerrilla journalism at its best. You get all the information you need real quick, real fast, and it's all very accurate. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir. I will be in touch.
You can count on it, my friend. Good talking to you.
Likewise. Stay safe. Before we run out of time, tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Uncle Ted Nugent. He's going to be coming back to us, talk about the NRA convention and all other things. Uncle Ted, talking about the Nuge. Any of you that have ever wanted to talk to him, you feel free to call in while we've got him on the air. Let's see, come Thursday, Hank Strange from YouTube. Yeah, Hank Strange is a great guy. And he's a funny guy, and I love having him. And Friday, from Ammunition Depot, Scott Blick. That's all coming up. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.